Welcome back to Athens Happens. I'm Aiden McDougal, digital content producer for The New Political.
And I'm Megan Taylor, digital content creative for The New Political.
And I'm Rachel Yunt, news editor for The New Political.
Athens Happens is a podcast brought to you by The New Political, a student publication dedicated to explaining the nuances of Ohio University, Athens, and state politics.
You can find new episodes at thenewpolitical.com or wherever else podcasts can be downloaded.
On June 13, 2023, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, a Republican, certified a proposal by the Ohio General Assembly that would amend the Ohio Constitution, which would, quote, elevate the standard to qualify for an initiated constitutional amendment and to pass a constitutional amendment. Along with this certification, the election for the singular issue was held on August 8, 2023.
Issue 1 proposed a higher threshold to amend the Ohio Constitution by requiring 60% of voter approval, required signatures from Ohioans from every county to put an amendment on the ballot, and additionally forced petitioners to start the process all over again if too many signatures are deemed invalid.
Based on the final tally reported by the Associated Press, Issue 1 failed, with over 3 million votes in total, that being 1.7 million votes against and 1.3 million votes in support of Issue 1. The Ohio Constitution remains the same. And starting with you, Megan, could you please introduce yourself?
Thanks for having me, Aiden. I am a senior history pre-law major. I have a minor in philosophy and political science, certificates in war and peace studies and law, justice, and culture, and I'm the Ohio University mock trial president.
Great to have you. Rachel?
Hi, thanks for having me. I am a sophomore journalism major, and I am mostly just involved with The New Political.
Great. So, my first question that I have is, what do you think about an August special election in itself? Rachel?
I think holding a special election in August was somewhat deliberate because people aren't exactly thinking about voting in August. I think that it was kind of an attempt to stop young people from voting, but young people did vote. So that was good.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Rachel. It was a sneaky way to get it on the ballot, which was interesting because they just tried to get special elections taken out of the state of Ohio, except now it worked in their favor, but this time it just didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you're running a special election in August that you're trying to get rid of because you know people don't show up, and then proceed to have an issue such as Issue 1 that is detrimental to the Ohio Constitution, putting it on that date to where you know or are assuming most people aren't going to come in and vote, but based on that turnout of 3 million people in Ohio to vote is, I think, great for democracy in itself, but like just a really fun idea to kind of throw it back in their faces and just be like, see, people do care when the issues are as massive as this and when you try to sneak it by all these Ohioans.
Yeah, I think they definitely underestimated Ohioans wanting autonomy over their own laws and constitution. All right, what do you think about the ballot language?
I mean, I think it's a lot of words just to sit back and look for like the normal lay person, because I mean, it's not, I think it skirts the line of legalese to an extent, but for, I mean, us in our political sphere of stuff, we read that stuff all the time. I will sit down and read a full bill that gets introduced just for the fun of it because that's who I am. Yeah, just for an everyday Ohioan sitting back and reading it, they're like, oh, this might not be a bad idea, but once you understand it in full, then you see that it's not really the most democratic thing to do when you're pushing a, oh, we need 60%, we need 88 counties to sign instead of just 50 and a feather and compared to the current 44 that we have. But even to hear arguments for and against, and the arguments for just, oh, this is going to keep like different state political ideologies out of like our state. And I'm like, that's not really how Ohio works. I mean, our economy can function that way just because that's how we do things. We're really good at making money in Ohio. We're really good at importing and exporting in the way that we are. But to have political ideas just run our whole state is not what Ohio is. And I think the language itself is just very aggressive in a way.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said about the fact that the bill doesn't talk about any of the reasons why the bill wanted to be passed. I mean, for one thing, a lot of people talked about abortion, and it doesn't talk about that. It doesn't call up any plausible issue, because then you have plausible deniability. Is it about abortion or is it not about abortion? I live in a really rural area, and I definitely heard a lot of talk about the bill being good to benefit like small farmers, because there would be these like big corporate out-of-state farmers coming in and throwing them under the bus and passing all this legislation. And I mean, it seemed to me like the popular narrative about the bill was that it was about abortion, but given that it didn't talk about any of that, it had the plausible deniability about just being about whatever the voter wanted it to be about, honestly. And so it gave the people proposing the bill the opportunity to push whatever agenda that they wanted.
Yeah, for sure. I think the language of the ballot was probably one of the things that made such a disconnect in Ohio voters in the first place. I know originally my parents had called me, they were confused, like, what even is this? And then, like Aiden said, when you look at it, you think, oh, 60%, yeah, that would be better. But when you really look at it, that means that we would, a 40% would win, a 41%, sorry, would win in a situation. And how is that Ohioans choosing what they want? But I think more than that, I think more than that, the language in the ballot that most people didn't even know was in there was also cash bail in there. There were these other issues that they snuck into issue one, and then, like you said, people made it whatever they thought that it was about. So a lot of people thought it was about abortion. They had just gotten signatures to put it on the ballot and were trying to do that process, but really there were all these other things involved in there that people just didn't know, and a regular person's not going to read the entire bill. They just, I mean, we see signs, you know what you're told on TV or on the radio or what you look up yourself. But I think the language in issue one was really tricky, and definitely for a reason. But
yeah, I mean, kind of bouncing off of what both of you said, even Frank LaRose himself was just, his little statement where he was like, yeah, this is all about abortion so they can get it on the ballot, which it is now in November. But then him saying, oh, they took it out of context, this was a 15-minute speech, and I'm like, that's a sentence that you said in the speech. You know that idea, you believe that idea, because it's what a majority of Ohioans would kind of like to see. But basing it off the language and seeing how people interpret it, is you have a Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, who even claimed that it would be beneficial if this passed, to keep abortion where it is now in the state and keep it not legal and holding more rights away from people. With that, do you guys think that issue one would have passed or failed given the campaigns for and against in the state of Ohio?
This might be a hot take, but I was definitely scared that issue one would pass. However, when I was talking to people, it kind of became more clear to me that what we thought was a party issue was not so much a party issue. And by that, I mean, I was hearing Republicans, Democrats, people who don't vote, kind of people everywhere in Ohio, had a concern or had a thought about issue one, which was really exciting because it just made it more plausible that people were going to get out and vote in the special election. So I think I was nervous about it, but I didn't think it was super shocking that it did fail, given that people on both sides or any part of the political spectrum, people don't like to be tricked, I think. And I think when people started to realize that there was more to issue one than what people were saying, or Frank LaRose saying this is about abortion and then backtracking and trying to say that it wasn't about abortion, caused a little bit of concern for people. So I definitely think that it wasn't a shock.
I definitely was relieved that it did not pass, but I could have seen it go either way. I, again, live in a very rural area, and so I saw a lot of signs saying vote yes, and I saw a lot of billboards that leaned into the abortion aspect. The part of Ohio I'm from has a lot of billboards about stuff like that, and so a lot of them really highlighted issue one as an important way to, like, save lives and stuff like that. And so I definitely worried that it would pass, especially on the grounds that Frank LaRose said it was about abortion. But I agree that people don't like to be tricked. And I think that a lot of people did a good job of promoting, like, just knowledge of this election coming up and this bill and what it's about. I saw a lot of people doing a very good job of promoting this election and information about it from all sides and talking about just what this issue is. And I definitely just heard a lot more about it than I typically do about special elections. And especially because people are like, they're not going to expect you to come out and vote for this. So you need to come vote for this. And I think that that worked. I mean, I think a lot of people, especially young people, were out there voting. And I was very happy to see that.
I think by the time I knew it was early July, I didn't even know it, like the end of June when it got certified. I had a week before I was like, oh, there's a new thing. But when I first heard about it and the fact that it was going to be on a special election in August, my initial thought was, oh, this is just going to pass. We're just going to have to deal with this of 60% to get an amendment through at this point to where we're just not going to see a lot of rights come through that certain people would feel is more beneficial. But once reading into the bill itself for me personally, and then seeing as many vote yes and vote no signs that I did, and actually talking to people, I realized that, like what you said, Megan, it's not a party issue. It's an Ohioan issue. That's what affects it here. And that's what mattered when it came to voting for this in the way that it did. And then even with like the laundry list of people who endorsed voting no on issue one compared to the list that voted or endorsed yes was just so much more monumental to see for Ohio and people itself to actually see and know what it meant. Because whenever like the GOP made a post about it, they'd always point out the fact that the Communist Party supported it, but not the fact that like the police union supported this, firefighters supported this. They just didn't want to state that fact. I think, yeah, when it comes down to how each of those campaigns were run and how it was more informative than just, oh, there's this issue, just vote this way based on your party. It's like, no, this is what this issue is. Here's everything about it. And I think that was the more important thing, which was nice for Ohioans to actually hear and be told.
Yeah, I definitely think this election, we had a lot of information, like you were saying, Rachel. And like I had said earlier, where I'm from, there were a lot of vote yes signs. But both of my parents and even some family members and people that I know from back home kind of reached out and were asking, what is going on? Like, I'm being told to go vote in August and I don't really understand. And then all the forums that were giving information, posting on social media, stuff like that, I think that's exactly what gave people the confidence to go out and vote in this election, because we were spreading the information like crazy. And when people actually understood it, I think that's where we came to majority of Ohioans did not support this, when they really understood it in its core, what they were trying to do and the power they were trying to take away from us.
Given the fact that issue one in August failed, do you think the upcoming issue one and two in November will pass?
That's a tough one because I think, like we were saying earlier, issue one in August wasn't necessarily a party issue. Nothing was really changing. Nothing was being added. Nothing was being taken away. It was just to make it stay where it was. And that's what people wanted. But I think it gets a little bit trickier going into November when we actually have to decide on the abortion and marijuana, which seem to be more so party issues. I think obviously in this upcoming election, it's going to be more polarized because of the issues at hand. We more so see red states are more pro-life and anti-marijuana. I think some pro-life people have an issue with it, but would support the heartbeat bill that Mike DeWine was trying to put into place back, I don't know, a couple years ago. And the only thing that we had to protect against that was Roe v. Wade. So I think now there's this whole domino effect that would come from if we if issue one fails again in November, then we have the situation of Mike DeWine and his heartbeat bill and all this stuff. So it does give me a little bit of hope that for the people who are pro-life, but kind of like, hey, do what you want, or I think that this should stay the way it is, know that Mike DeWine is trying to put more restrictions on it. And so it gives me a little bit of hope that people are looking ahead.
I also think that regardless of any personal thoughts or how I will be voting on this, I think the fact that issue one in August did not pass means that it is just going to be like a 50-50, and whatever the result of the November election is, like, that will be more accurate to what Ohioans want than if issue one had passed back in August. So, like, I think that makes me feel a little bit better going into this November election, knowing that whatever the outcome is, it will be more accurate to what the people of Ohio would like to see in their state.
Because, yeah, because issue one, abortion, issue two, recreational marijuana use. When have we had those together on the same ballot in the state of Ohio for people to actually choose instead of just legislators, governors making decisions for the entirety of Ohioans, which is truthfully how that form of government should work. But for issues such as these two, I think it's more beneficial for having the people vote on it. So yeah, I think these two issues coming up in November are more party issues than anything, but to have them both on the same ballot gives a great consensus on what Ohioans actually want, what they want to see. And again, outside of which way I'll vote and which way I hope they go, we do have other states to look at, such as Michigan for marijuana use. I think when it comes down to what Ohioans see, I feel like it'll be a close 50-50. And I think that's a good representation of how Ohioans decide compared to pushing it to that 60 and then seeing then that being the choice. Because if either one of these issues go past 60, fantastic, great. That's what Ohioans want to see. But if we have 50 and a feather to an extent on one issue passing over the other, then that is what the simple majority of Ohioans would want and what they would like to see. And I think that's a more important thing based on the fact that special election issue one failed. And that's a wrap for this episode of Athens Happens. If you're interested in joining the New Political, come see us in the Radio Television Communications Building on Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. Also, make sure to check out thenewpolitical.com for more podcast episodes and other content. Thank you, and until next time.